Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Product Marketing Insider podcast, which is brought to you by Product Marketing Alliance. My name's Bryony Pierce, and I'm the content manager here at PMA. This week's podcast is sponsored by Product Marketing Core. Meta, we know. PMMC is our very own product marketing certification program, and it covers the A to Z of product marketing essentials. With 11 modules, 68 chapters, 87 exam questions, 10 plus hours worth of learning, and official PMA certification, it's a course not to be missed. Head to pmmalliance.co/PMMC for more info. To help establish and elevate the role of product marketing, we're on a mission to speak to 50 PMMs and pick their brains on everything from their journey into the industry, which teams they interact with most, what skills they believe are critical for the role, and a whole load more. To do just that, with me today is Alicia Patel, the Head of Product Marketing at Digit. Alicia's been at Digit since July 2019, and she's currently building out the company's product marketing team. Before joining Digit, she spent just over a year and a half as a product marketing manager at LinkedIn, and before that, she spent 6 years in marketing roles at a company called Sapient Razorfish. So, let's pass over. Welcome to the show, Alicia. Could I get you to kick off by giving everyone a bit of an introduction to you, your role, and then the company you're currently working at?
Yeah, of course. Hi, I'm Alicia. I'm the product marketing lead at Digit. For those who are not familiar, Digit is a B2C financial app that's focused on helping people get financially healthy.
Okay, and how long have you been at Digit for?
Not very long, actually. I just coming up on 4 months, so very new to the team, and I am their first product marketer.
Okay, cool. And how long has Digit been around for itself?
Digit has been around since 2015, so they've been around for a while, but growing very quickly.
Okay, cool. So you said you're the only product marketer there. What do the teams outside of that look like? So have they got, they're kind of in terms of product management, how many people are on that side of things?
Yeah, so we have, currently we have our founder, who's Ethan, who's the head of product marketing. Mm-hmm. And then we have three product managers right now. And the team is also growing very quickly and looking for more product managers as well.
Okay, cool. And then sort of pre-Digit, what made you want to get into product marketing in the first place? And how did that kind of career path kind of take shape?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll go back a little bit. So I graduated, I went to undergrad at NYU Stern, studied marketing and economics. Always, you know, I did a few internships in the advertising agency space. So that's where my interest and love for passion for marketing grew. I didn't honestly know what product marketing was at the time. That was a few years ago. So after school, I did more strategy consulting and marketing strategy consulting. And that's where I spent most of my time, about 6-7 years, worked across different brands, really helping them think about how do they grow, how do they keep their consumers engaged. And that was back in New York. And then I moved to the Bay Area for personal reasons. So I found myself in San Francisco. And when you're in San Francisco, you're exposed to the tech world much more. And that's when I learned about product marketing. So prior to Digit, I was doing product marketing at LinkedIn.
Oh, okay. Awesome. And how was that working at LinkedIn?
That was awesome. LinkedIn is such a great, also very mission-driven company. So when I decided to actually leave consulting and move client-side, I spent a lot of time reflecting on what is it that I would want to do and what would I find actually meaningful. And something that was very important to me was to go to a company that was very mission-driven. And that's what drew me to LinkedIn. Also thinking about, you know, the really three things that drive and have always driven me in, like, where I go and how I land up at companies. And it's really mission, people, and good work. Mm-hmm. So I was at LinkedIn not very long. I think I would have loved to be there longer, but the opportunity at Digit came up, and that seemed like the right thing for me to try out right now in my life.
Okay.
Maybe one back to LinkedIn.
And so, like, you say LinkedIn was your first product marketing position?
Yes.
So did you do kind of a lot of learning on the job there, and how did that work if that was your first time in that exact position?
Yeah, absolutely. I think LinkedIn does a great job because you're surrounded by several other product marketers, so there's a lot of learning on the job. But I also think coming from a more consulting, but still in the marketing sphere, like I had done a lot of the same things or been exposed to similar kinds of work, just under the title of product marketing, or like not under the same kind of words and language that we tend to use in the tech world. So a lot of it was like, oh, I've kind of done this, but I didn't realize I had even done it. And I think what the consistent sort of theme and is really like in my time as a consultant was really about helping clients understand their consumers. And when I went to LinkedIn, it was helping LinkedIn understand our consumers and bring that insight back to influence product and marketing. So often the product marketing role should start with those insights of your end user. And I've been doing that for several years just for different clients. So that was very natural to me and part of my experience.
That's something I've heard quite a lot as well throughout these podcasts, people doing product marketing without the title of product marketing. And I guess because the roles are so different at different companies, what you do as product marketing one place might not be product marketing another place, but it all just kind of overlaps and interlinks, I guess.
Yeah, and that's actually what drew me to the role, because when I was, another thing I was concerned about when I was deciding, like, do I want to leave consulting or stay in the strategy consulting world, was like, will I get bored client side? Like, I like to be challenged and continuously growing and learning and doing different things. And the product marketing role is such a multifaceted role. There's so many different things you could be doing on any given one day, depending on your product or feature that you're supporting. As the product and feature evolves in its life cycle, your role also is evolving. And that's very much true. There's a lot going on all the time. You're working with different stakeholders. And I was, you know, I was like, okay, I don't think I'll get bored in this role. And I can validate after doing it for more than like 3 years or so now, or less than that. But anyway, I can validate. I'm never bored. There's always a lot going on. I'm always learning and growing. So I think I made the right move.
Yeah, for sure. And then, so you mentioned you've been at Digit for around 4 months now. What has been your kind of main focus points in that period, if it's a new function for the business?
Yeah, absolutely. So coming in as the first product marketer, my focus has been, let's set a really strong foundation to help scale the team and help grow the business. So really coming in and helping Digit understand, like, who is their target audience. So we're doing some very foundational research right now to understand people who are using Digit today, but also understanding what's that opportunity outside in the market and how to help Digit grow. And then the next piece of work would be leveraging those really strong insights to then inform our positioning and go-to-market and how we talk about Digit to those potential and current members that we have. And then simultaneously, it's been, you know, as I mentioned earlier, the product marketing role is so a cross-functional role where you're working with a lot of key stakeholders. So a lot of time, my upfront time has been getting to know who those stakeholders are, building those relationships, building that trust, because the success of a product marketer definitely relies on other teams. And it's not very like a one-man role, you know, one-woman show. It's, you know, leveraging the partners that you have. So a lot of my efforts has been building those relationships and also informing and educating our team on, like, what is product marketing and how can product marketing help? Because a lot of people actually haven't even worked with product marketers before. So there's been very much foundational work that's been ongoing since I've come on board.
And how have you found people have been to that? Are people quite receptive to the role of product marketing?
Absolutely. I think, you know, as I mentioned, when I decided to move and decided to join Digit, it was three things that guided me, one of them being the people here. The people here are awesome. Everyone is very mission-focused, but also super collaborative in it to really do the right thing for our members. And I think that, you know, just brings about this, like, eagerness of, like, okay, how are you going to help? And, like, let's work with each other to make sure we're, like, doing the right thing for our members, for the right thing for the business. So very receptive, very open, and encouraging to, like, you know, do the things that I've been suggesting, and really good partners. So that's what I've been really lucky to have.
And how does your setup here, so at Digit compared to LinkedIn? So I guess LinkedIn presumably have quite a big product marketing team. How is that compared going from that end of the spectrum to then being the sole product marketer and having to kind of educate people about the role?
Yeah, it's definitely been a very different different dynamic. Yes, you're right. At LinkedIn, I was probably one amongst you know, maybe 50 or more product marketers just on the consumer side of the business. So I don't even know how big the product marketing team is on the enterprise side of the business. And I was in a very different type of role where, you know, I was not leading a team. I was, you know, managing people, but it wasn't of the same scale. Mm-hmm. It's definitely been a very different pace and dynamic. It actually kind of reminds me sometimes of my consulting days where I'm just like kind of doing a little bit of everything and like figuring it out, putting together what the process should be. And I'm enjoying that. It's definitely, you know, I have fuller days. I have, it's much faster pace. Mm-hmm. I have to, and I think the other big shift is like, because I'm the only product marketer here, I have to go outside of Digit to meet other product marketers, which is why, when, you know, I've like leveraged the Product Marketing Alliance Slack group a lot and mm-hmm. the summit, it's how do I learn from other product marketers who've been in similar situations as I have, so who have started off at other startups, you know, as the first product marketer, who, you know, then grown to lead a team. Mm-hmm. It's a different sort of like, you have to be more proactive as the only product marketer at a startup because you're the one reaching out to other product marketers, and it's amazing to see how the community is so supportive of each other. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's at a very high level how it's different. And also I think in the terms of like the actual work that I'm doing, just because it's just me, I feel like I'm doing a lot more. Like we don't have a research source, so I'm actually doing a lot of research. You know, we don't have like defined teams or like a lot of resources that like a company like LinkedIn has, for example. So it's definitely being a little more scrappy, being okay with sometimes just doing the 80%, which I'm still learning and adjusting.
Yeah.
And then I think it's prioritization, to be honest, because it's like I have a list of like, I don't know how many things I could be doing, but then it's like identifying what is the one or two things that are highest impact for the business, align with the business priorities, and then just focusing on that, because otherwise you're going to spread yourself too thin and being okay with not like actually supporting everything at first.
Yeah.
So it's an art for sure.
And would you say, are you quite enjoying the fact that you say, hey, you're kind of getting involved with everything, you don't have designated teams to do the research, etc. Do you enjoy that side of it?
Yeah, I love it. I'm learning so much, and it's not even just, I think it's part of like me, and I enjoy being involved in different things. It may not be for everybody. Mm-hmm. That's why I think when I did consulting, I did it for so long because I got exposed to so much and I was learning so much, and I find myself in a very similar situation now. Like, for example, next week we're thinking about our employer brand, and even though I'm not on the people team, you know, I'm involved in that because I have an interest, I have experience that can help, and it's like stretching, you know, in whichever way I can either help or I'm interested in, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Okay, awesome. And then on a day-to-day basis, which departments outside of product marketing would you say you interact with the most?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I would say my primary stakeholders are my product managers, of course, and then also we have a growth marketing team, and then we have a creative marketing team. So those are two of the other like key stakeholders who I'm working with closest. Mm-hmm. And then depending on the project, it's also working with our designers who are closely working with the product managers, and then sometimes even the engineers. Yeah. So that's been typically sort of the key stakeholders. We actually just hired someone as the head of support our customer success team, and so I imagine going into next year I'll also be working closely with her to see like how can we actually take insights from, you know, the from the support team to then kind of feed back into the engine.
Yeah. And then out of curiosity, who do you report to, which department?
Yeah, so my manager is actually the chief operating officer, so the COO of the company. So we have three marketing heads, so the head of performance marketing, who's also growth marketing, the head of creative marketing, and then myself, who's leading product marketing, and then we all report into the COO.
Okay, awesome. And then how does that compare to LinkedIn? Did LinkedIn have was product marketing its own entity there, or did they report to an external department?
Yeah, so we had, at LinkedIn, we had our CMO, and product marketing ultimately laddered up to her. So she was kind of like head, but there were several layers even in between that, yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, next up, what would you say the top three skills are that have helped shape your product marketing career so far?
I think the one that's sort of been sort of the common theme in all my roles, and I think it's what helped me get into product marketing, is also having a very strong empathy for the end user and having the skill set and also the intention to really understand who that end user is. So through research, whether that's quantitative or qualitative, and then like being able to like take those insights, whether it's, you know, as I said, data, so from quantitative research or like more qualitative, and like actually take converting that into like then actionable takeaways. Mm-hmm. I think that's a core key skill set, because that's like really what sets the foundation to be successful, whether then you're focused on the go-to-market or then you're focused on influencing product strategy and roadmap. You really need to develop that key understanding of who your user base is. I think another really important skill set is like being able to stakeholder manage. So it comes down to, I think, always like understanding people, whether that's internally or externally. So externally is like your users, internally it's like how do you best work with your partners, how do you influence them, build their trust, and then like manage the process, especially when you get to the go-to-market planning phase. You're like coordinating so many different things, and you have to also be very organized, but you also have to understand people and understand like what else is on their plate. How do you, you know, have them stay on track to make sure like the whole project is staying on track? So I would say those are probably the few key skill sets.
Okay, thank you. And then just going back to understanding the end user and that kind of research side of things, mm-hmm. What does that process look like for you? How do you go about gathering that data?
Yeah, so I think it honestly depends on the type of resources you have available and the time you have available. So, you know, if you it can sort of range, mm-hmm. but at a startup like Digit, where we don't have a lot of time and support and resources, so it's like, how do you be as scrappy? So initially when I started, I was actually just doing calls with people who are our members. You know, when I updated my LinkedIn profile to say I was joining Digit, I discovered there were a few friends that I had who were using Digit. So it's like trying to just find people who are, you know, using Digit to understand why they're using Digit, what's their experience. And then starting to go more and do more market research. And we've been working with a research partner who's helping us do more of that, like a market survey, so segmentation study right now to understand what's the opportunity outside our current member base. And that tends to take a little more time and it's a little more rigorous. But, you know, if you're strapped for time, like just get started, like reach out to the people who are using your product and talk to them. I think that's the best way to get insights from the get-go.
And then on a sort of ongoing basis outside of the bigger research projects, do you have at all, like, for example, a set weekly quota? For example, you'll try and get on the phone to 2 customers a week or 2 customers a month, for example? Or is it more of an ad hoc?
From a research perspective?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would love to eventually get there where there's some ongoing cadence of, you know, we had that at LinkedIn where every quarter the product marketer would be responsible for synthesizing insights from any research that's happened from the support team and kind of pull it all together and then like kind of share out like these are the common themes we're hearing from all of these different sources. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're there at that stage right now, but hopefully at some point in 2020, once, you know, I'm able to like have a few more product marketers on my team and we have more resources to support, that's definitely on the roadmap to build that ongoing cadence. Cause then you can be much more strategic when you're crafting your go-to-market, your positioning, your messaging, and you can really keep on that pulse of what's going on to like support your product management team.
Okay, cool. Thank you. And then next up, I'm not sure, so I know you've only been at Digit for a few months, but in terms of introducing new products or features, what does that process look like, or have you experienced that yet?
We're actually building that muscle right now, so it's a lot of like test and learn, and you know, like I haven't actually had a chance to do that as yet, but it is actually trying to put in place what that process should be.
Yeah.
So I've been working with the team to understand, okay, you know, not every launch is the same size. Let's think about if it's, you know, a small, medium or large, or like, you know, kind of trying to have them think about what are the key things we need to be doing for every launch. If it's a much bigger launch, like what then do we add? What are the different channels that we have to our, you know, have access to, and what levers should we be leveraging and pulling. I also am excited by the foundational research we're doing right now on our audience. So that will also inform, like, what are those key channels we need to be playing in to reach those people. So we're very much in, like, setting sort of that process right now, and we'll be, like, testing and learning as we go.
Yeah, for sure. And then does Digit have an in-house marketing team that would leverage all these channels? Or is that something you outsource to a third party?
Sorry, can you repeat that? In-house team for what?
In terms of when you're kind of doing these launches, do you have a marketing team that takes care of all the different channels? For example, your PR, your social, your PPC, or is that something you outsource?
Yeah, so we have a few partners, and we do some of it internally right now. So right now, all of our PR is through a partner agency that Digit has been working with from the very beginning. And then we have internally, as I mentioned, we have a growth marketing team that kind of manages the whole, like, paid sort of spectrum. Mm-hmm. And they have intern partners that they work with. I can totally imagine as we scale, like, either we start to bring things more internal, or we start to, like, bring on more partner agencies as we sort of invest more in our marketing efforts.
Yep, for sure. And then in terms of your day-to-day, do you have any go-to tools that you tend to hop in and out of quite often?
Oh, not really, to be honest. I think maybe over time I will figure that out. I think for me right now, I'm actually putting in place some of that. So the one thing that has guided, I think, us internally, and this is not specific to product marketing, but we have a very well sort of defined OKR planning process, and we actually do cycles of every 2 months. Yeah. So I know for me, at least in these 4 months, it's like we've already gone through 2 cycles, so it's like, using that to guide, like, what should my priorities be for this week, and then using that to keep myself focused. But I don't have any other specific tools. I know we're, like, trying to bring on user testing as a platform to help with some of our ongoing, like, user research more focused on product and usability, but nothing else of yet.
Okay. And in terms of those OKRs, is there anything that you're specifically responsible for?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, figuring out our target audience, using those insights to figure out our positioning and messaging, and then, you know, using all of those insights and that foundation to then start to influence our marketing. So, like, starting to test new messaging, influencing how we talk about our product in our app and in the experience. So that's all work that's ongoing that I'm responsible for.
Okay, awesome. And then next up, what, if anything, do you think needs to change about product marketing?
I honestly don't think anything needs to change. I think we need more people to talk about it. Mm-hmm. At least specifically, I've had, the community is great, but I've had a hard time reaching more consumer-focused product marketers. I think there's a lot of product marketers, at least maybe this is skewed to the Bay Area, that are focused on more B2B enterprise companies. And now in this Digit role where I'm, like, you know, trying to seek more support and guidance from product marketing outside, I've had a hard time finding those consumer product marketers. So I wouldn't change anything. I'm, like, just, like, maybe raise your hand more to kind of support and help each other out. But yeah, I think the function is great. I think it's a super exciting space. It doesn't get as much attention. Mm-hmm. I think product management gets a lot of attention, and rightfully so. I think that's a very interesting role, but it's, like, similar and different, you know, like, product management skews and dives deep into one aspect and goes more towards, like, working with engineers, and it's more of the building, but product marketing has an overlap with them, but then also, like, skews to the other end of, like, you know, how do you get your message out in the marketing spectrum. So I think they're both really exciting roles. I just don't think product marketing gets enough attention as product management does. So this podcast and what you guys are doing also helps, which is great.
Awesome. And then final question, if there were any new or aspiring product marketers listening to this podcast right now, what would your advice to them be to kind of get into the industry?
I would say, like, you know, tell your story. Like, don't, even if you don't have the experience, I know the perception is that the barrier is really difficult and it's hard to get in. But I can use my example. Like, I didn't really have the product marketing experience, and I was able to come into LinkedIn as a product marketing manager. So it's being, like, think about your experience and, like, you've probably done some aspect of the role. You might not just realize it. And then always starting with the user. So, you know, whether you're, like, coming out of college and you've not really had work experience, then it's, like, taking from your own personal experience and why understanding people is really important to you, and pulling that through. I think that's really the root of what we're doing here. And then obviously having an interest for marketing, and being able to tell stories. So yeah.
Okay. And then that's actually.
I was gonna add another thing. As I mentioned, maybe, but we will be growing the product marketing team here. So if there are people who are interested, I'm happy to chat with them and share more about Digit and more about the roles that we'll be opening up soon.
That'd be great. And then you did spark another question there. Out of curiosity, what's your favorite aspect of product marketing?
Oh, it's the people. It's like I've always loved just, and I think this is true to myself, even in my personal life, like I love listening and I love understanding and helping people out. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome that I can get to do that in my day job as well. So that's definitely my favorite sort of part of the role, and especially being at a mission-driven company, like when you do the research, you kind of really feel like, wow, there's so many needs that we can really help people with. And then when you see the good reviews and you're like, you really feel the impact that you're having. And that's the really special moment for me and why I'm here.
For sure. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for your time today, Alicia. It's been lovely speaking to you.
Yeah, this has been fun. Thanks for having me.
For everyone still tuned in, thanks so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the podcast, please help us spread the word to other product marketers. Before we leave you to get on with your day, if you want to get involved, here are a few ways you can. If you're a product marketer and you want to come on the show and speak about your day, a specific topic, or your role in general, that's one option. If you want to flex your podcast hosting skills, being a guest host is another. And finally, if you or your company want to sponsor an episode, there's a third. Thanks again, and have a great morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are.